Yeah, it was. It was a very big 3 points. A bit of pressure on us when you're playing on the Saturday, when you've watched your, say, Dundalk and Derry both win on the Friday. So we knew there was a bit of pressure on us going into the game, and going up to the Carlisle ground is always a tough place to go, and thankfully we were able to get the 3 points.
What sort of a football game was it?
It was a tight game. It was sort of the game you would expect going up to Bray. Like, the first half was a bit scrappy. We were actually playing good football, but then I think the second half, John had a few words with us at half time, just telling us that we really need to up the tempo in the game. And then once we'd done that, we sort of took control of the game, and then I think there was only going to be one winner from there.
What was your goal like?
A few of the boys are saying it took a little deflection today, but I don't think so. It was, I think Gav Houlihan whipped in a good header, a good corner, and Danny Morris just set me up with a header, and I just hit it low. It might have took a little deflection, but they all count.
They certainly do.
And Sean's?
Sean's was nice. I think Kev O'Connor made a good run up the wing. Greg gave him a good ball and then whipped it in. I think it hit off my knee and just fell to him, and with a great finish, Sean's got that strike in the locker. Like, he's hit it very cleanly and it's better to keep, but he sort of left him with no chance.
You're a third of the way through the season now, I should say. Just lost just the once, 4 points off Dundalk. How would you assess the start that you've made to the campaign?
I think it's been a bit indifferent. I think it's a very good start. Like, when you look at it, we're on a good point tally so far, but I think we're only starting to get going. I think maybe we were maybe in second gear for a while, and I think it took maybe the Wexford draw home to sort of almost waken us up a bit to get us going. And I think we were playing well up to that point, but we just weren't really finishing teams off. But whereas now, you look at us, we look very clinical in front of the goal, and we're still creating a lot of chances. So I think we're ticking along nicely, and going into the second round of games, I think we're set up well to challenge again this year.
And even last night, up until the breakthrough goal, were you creating many chances?
Yeah, it was. I think we had two cleared off the line, and I think there was a few close calls. I had a shot that was very close in the first half as well. We were creating a lot of chances, and it's the type of team, Bray, where they're going to sit back, they'll defend deep, and it's normally difficult to create chances. But we had you look at our squad, we have a lot of attacking options, and the boys, thankfully last night, were able to produce.
You've been playing a lot of games recently as well. I mean, how have you been dealing with kind of the tiredness that comes with that?
Yeah, there's been a heck of a lot of games recently, and still, look at this week, we have 3 games in the space of 6 days, I think it is, 6 or 7 days, so I think we're back in this morning, getting the recovery and a bit of a stretch and a pool session today, so training again tomorrow, so we just have to try and take care of our bodies best as we can, but look, we're professionals, we have to just get on with it, really.
Carol, Rory mentioned there to you, obviously, the start of the season, there's just the one loss. But that period where you were drawing games, while they weren't losses, you know, how difficult were they go from game to game and be drawing and dropping points, but not losing at the same time either, you know?
Yeah, it was very frustrating. We went to every game expecting to win it, whether it's Wexford Utes at home or Dundalk at home. We were going into every game looking that, look, we want to win these games. So when you go and we went away at Dundalk, and then to draw 3 in a row after that was very frustrating for us, but we knew that we were playing well, we were creating chances, it was just a matter of the goals coming for us, and thankfully at the minute they're coming, so hopefully long may that continue. Now the boys are starting to knock a few in, so as I said, long may that continue for us.
And speak of knocking a few in, you're in a rich vein of form yourself.
I am, yeah. At the start of the season I felt like I couldn't buy a goal, but now it's like a bus, they started to come all at once, so yeah, they just seem to be going in for me at the minute. Like, even your luck just seems to turn. It's just about doing the right things in training. Like, I think I spoke to John after, I think it was a Sligo game. I was disappointed with me finishing up till that point. And he just said, look, you keep getting in there, so just keep on taking your chances. Hit the target and the goals will come. And thankfully they have now.
But is that coming from the training ground and particular combinations that you're spending more time on and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think so. I think John Cotter spends a lot of time with us after sessions, doing a lot of finishing, especially like me and Sean Maguire, Ian Turner, boys like that. We'll always be out after trying to do as much finishing as we can, and I think we're getting our just rewards now, really, at the minute, and I'm sure we'll keep doing that every day in training, because it seems to be working for us now.
Yeah, so how many goals is that for you now?
It's 4 and 4 at the minute, so long may it continue, hopefully get a few more as well.
Yeah, and hopefully that will continue against Bohemians on Tuesday night, but Dalemount Park, never an easy place to go.
No, it's a very difficult place. I'd say it's one of the toughest places in the league to go. Like, it's always a hostile crowd. The pitch is never good. The away dressing room is never good. It's just one of them places that it's, you know, you're going up there for the battle. Like, and it's one that if we go up there and think it's going to be an easy game, or we're going to go up there and just walk straight away, get the 3 points, it's not going to happen. It's going to be one of them where sleeves up, try and win the battle, and if you win that, you win the game.
Well, the best luck with recovery in the meantime, and then training as you prepare for that. Thanks for speaking to us, Carl.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks, guys.